Dalet Amid Aleph. We're up to Rav Yitzchak Bar Adav Armila Rav Yitzchak Bereid Rav Idi. It's about six or seven lines into the Gemara. So what we said yesterday was, we started off with a question, which is, David HaMelech wakes up at Chatzos. The problem is, the Gemara said regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Mitzrayim, Ke Chatzos HaLayla, Akum Mohedus Lecha, that Ke Chatzos HaLayla, that like Chatzos, I'm going to be leaving Mitzrayim. Hashem's going to take us out. So when he said like Chatzos, the reason is because he didn't know when exactly when Chatzos was. So how could David HaMelech know when Chatzos was? The Gemara says David HaMelech didn't know when Chatzos was. He had a harp, and the harp would play automatically. The Gemara says Amr Rav Yitzchak Bar Adav Amri La Amr Rav Yitzchak Bar Ravidi. My crow. What's the source that he had a harp? Ura Kvoidi Ura Hanevel V'Chinar Ayira Shachar. That wake up my glory, wake up with the harp, Ayira Shachar, and I will wake up for the morning. So this is the source that he had a harp. Okay, Rav Zera Amr. So we said before that how could Moshe Rabbeinu not know when Chatzos was, and how could David know when Chatzos was? It's not possible. Anything David knew, Moshe Rabbeinu knew. So we answer that David Melch didn't know. He had a harp. It's another answer. Rav Zera Omar, Moshe Loilam Haviyada. Moshe also knew when Chatzos was. But David Nami Haviyada. They both knew. The Kivan, the David Haviyada, Kinar Lamali. So the Gemara says, wait, if David HaMelech knew when the Chatzos was, why does he need a harp? The answer is Laturi Mishinase, to wake him up. I can know when something is, but if I'm sleeping, or if I'm dozing off. Meaning they both knew when Chatzos was. One wasn't smarter than the other. They both knew when Chatzos was. So why did David HaMelech have a harp? He had a harp in order to wake him up. So the Gemara says, wait, V'kivan the Moshe Haviyada, Lam Lilamemer Ki Chatzos. If Moshe Rabbeinu knew exactly how to calculate the moment of Chatzos, even without clocks, he knew exactly when it was, then why did he have to say Kichatzos Alayla? Kichatzos implies doubt. Kichatzos means like Chatzos. So the Gemara says, Moshe Kesaver Shemiyitu Instanige Paro. Moshe Rabbeinu knew when Chatzos was. The problem is, he was afraid that the Egyptian astrologers wouldn't. V'yoymru, and they'll say Moshe Badoihu, and they'll say Moshe's a liar. They'll think Chatzos is, let's say, 11:54. Let's say Chatzos is 12 o'clock. They'll say it's 11:54. Oh, it's Chatzos. Moshe lied. And then 6 minutes later, Moshe Rabbeinu take them out. But from their perspective, they'll think Moshe Rabbeinu is a liar. So he'd rather say Kichatzos in order to allow them to have more room so that they won't make the mistake. The Amar Mar, as the Mar taught, Lemoid L'shoin Cholemar Eini Yedeya. It's good to say you don't know. Shema Tisbada V'techaz. Because maybe you might make a mistake. V'techaz, Teinechaz V'nishol B'derecha, Rashi says. You might get caught. But meaning, not even when you... The Chiddush of the Gemara is, not when you don't know something. When you don't know something, of course you should say you don't know. Because if you say you know, and then they ask you follow-up questions, and then you're going to go down this whole cycle of just lying to cover your own tuchus. That's not what we're talking about. We're saying you know. You should still say you don't know if it's going to lead to you looking like a liar. Moshe Rabbeinu knew when Chatzos was, but he'd rather say Kichatzos and make it seem like he's not so knowledgeable in order to make the truth revealed, which is that, you know, if he would have said Kichatzos, if he would have said Chatzos exactly at 12, I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim, we're leaving Mitzrayim, even though he's 100% right, but they're going to be off, and they're going to say he's a liar. And that's a Chil Hashem. It's better for you to say, I don't know, than to know the truth and to be perceived a liar. That's what the Gemara says. Okay. Another answer. Ravashi Yomar, Bipalga Urta Ditlesar Nagiar Besar Havakoi. Another answer, when he said Kichatzos, it doesn't mean doubt. Kichatzos just means like Chatzos. It was on the 13th of Nisan, and he was saying, tomorrow, like this time, I'm going to be leaving. It doesn't mean, Kichatzos doesn't mean doubt. It's like, I'm leaving in a month. It'll be like 5 in the morning. Like the 5 in the morning now, in a month from now. That doesn't mean I don't know when 5 in the morning is. When you're projecting to a future date, you could use the word Kichatzos. So he was a day before, and he was saying to the Egyptians, Kichatzos alayla. You see what Chatzos is tonight? Kichatzos. Like this time, tomorrow. It doesn't mean doubt. Kichatzos alayla. I'm sorry? I guess the statement is a good point. Normally, he was talking to the Egyptians. He made a good point, is that he even said this to the Jews. I guess the word got out. So when he was talking to everyone, he said Kichatzos. Not because he was not sure when Chatzos was, but because he was saying, you see tonight, midnight? Like tonight's midnight, tomorrow night. It doesn't mean doubt. It's projecting a future time. When you're projecting a future time, you can say kichatzos, and it doesn't mean doubt at all. Okay, let's go weiter. So the Gemara says like this: LeDavid shamra nafshi kichasidani. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, LeDavid, a song to David, shamra nafshi, watch my soul, kichasidani, because I am a chasid. What makes David HaMelech a chasid? So Levi v'Rav Yitzchak, because Machlokes between Levi and Rav Yitzchak. Chad Amar. One says, Kach Amar David Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One says, this is what David said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Lo Chosid Ani, am I not a Chosid? Shekol Malki Mizrachu Mayriv Yishanim Ad Shalosh Shois. All the other kings of the world sleep 2 hours into the day. Meaning, back in the times of David HaMelech, everyone woke up at dawn, because he had to go to work. Except for the kings. The kings slept in 2 hours into the day. So, and then we quoted this concept yesterday, so the Gemara now touches on it. So David HaMelech says, all the other kings in my position sleep in because the money's not an issue. They don't have to work so hard. And I get up at Chatzos to say to Hillel, am I not a chassid? The Idach. And the Gemara is going to ask in a moment is that, you know, David HaMelech himself was usually very concerned about, you know, where he was holding. So to say chassid is a certain level of confidence. The Idach. Kach Amir David Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another pshat is this: is what David said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Lo Chasid Ani. Am I not a Chasid? Shekol Malkei Mizrachu Ma'ariv Yoshev Ma'agudis Agudis Bekvoidim. That all the kings of the world sit with their yes men, with their groups, the groupies around them, Bekvoidim, in their honor. Vani and I Yodi Meluchlachis Bedam Ubeshviru Beshilia Kedei Tahir Ishal Abayla. My hands are covered in blood and in And there's extra Gemaras on the table. My hands are covered in blood and in the placenta and the afterbirth and all these things in order to matar and isha. We're starting brachas not neither, but I'll say this: there is certain if a woman gives birth or even miscarries, she's tame. But if there was no baby, then it's a different halachas. It's only nida. It's not tumas leida. So sometimes you have to actually. If they're not sure whether it was a miscarriage or just a heavy flow of blood, you have to sometimes check. He was, like, involved. So he's the king, and he could be sitting with, you know, with his yes men around, just sitting on a throne, but he's sitting with his hands full of blood in order to try to find out whether a woman is tahar. And not only that, El Kol Mashen Yoisa, everything that I do, Ani Nimlach Mifi Boishas Rebbe. I always ask my Rebbe Mifi Boishas. And I say, Mifi Boishas Rebbe, Yafa Danti, Yafa Chiyavti, Yafa Zechisi, Yafa Taharti. Was I right when I said Chayiv? Was I right when I said innocent? Was I right when I said Tahar? Yafa Tamesi? Was I right when I said Tameh? I always ask him, V'loy Baishi, I'm not embarrassed. So therefore, I'm an Adachosid, that my hands are dirty, and I'm always asking my Rebbe. Am Rabbi Shobarei de Ravidi, Amar Kro. What's the source for this? That David HaMelech would always ask his Rebbeim the Halacha, even, and he wasn't embarrassed. Adabra beidaisecha negim alochim. I speak with testimony facing the kings. V'lei evoish, and I'm not embarrassed. So even though, and by the way, this Mifi Boishas, it's unclear who it was. It was the son of Shaul, the grandson of Shaul, but he wasn't very nice. He was David HaMelech's Rebbe, but he wasn't very respectful, and he would put David HaMelech down a lot. So the Gemara says, Tana loy Mifi Boishas shmoi. His name wasn't actually Mifi Boishas, Ela Ish Boishas. His actual name was Ish Boishas, but his nickname was Mifi Boishas. Why? Mifi Boishas. From his mouth comes embarrassing. He would embarrass David. Every time David was about to say something, he would be like, you know, there are those that disagree. He was that guy who always put David HaMelech, always to mention a shita that's not like David HaMelech, just to put him down. And a lot of times, the Mepharshim speak out, a lot of times David HaMelech had a hard time answering the kashas that he had. And it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to be asked the shayla in public and you don't have the answer. Just very quickly. That's why I've had in the past, I was by a certain shul, and there was a halacha shayla that came up when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, and the Rav gave a quick psak. And afterwards, I saw the Bir Halacha, whatever, it's a machlekes, I knew it was a machlekes Magen Avraham Pri Magadan. I think that it was possible that, you know, incorrect. So someone said you should ask him. So I'm not going to ask him. He was on the spot. Quick shayla, didn't have time to check it up. You know, you talk to him later when it's not embarrassing in a theoretical form. You have to be careful when you're asking, you know, you're putting some, I understand it, in Habayish and Loiman, blah, blah, blah. But also, you have to also understand to put a rav on the spot. So Mifi Baishas will put David HaMelech on the spot all the time. And the Gemara says, but he wasn't embarrassed, meaning David HaMelech still put his head down and went through. But the Gemara says, as a reward for this, Lefikach Zacha David V'yatzimenu Kilav. David had a son named Kilav. Now this son, we don't know a lot about him. The reason is because he learned all day. He was never involved in politics. He was one of the four people that never sinned in their life. The four people that never sinned in their life is Binyamin, Amram, the father of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yishai, the father of David, and David's son Kilav. Those are the four people. They never sinned in their life. He was Zaycha to have the son. The reason why no one knows about him is because he was a younger brother of Shlomo HaMelech. But the Radak says, he sat and learned all life. I was like, he was never in the stories because his name never came up. So Kilav was a bracha that David HaMelech got because he never responded to Mifi Baishas. Amrav Yechon like Kilav Shema. His name was not actually Kilav, Ella Daniel. But not the same Daniel, but different Daniel. But his name was Daniel. V'lominikashmai Kilav, shayim machlim mipi mipi baishas bahalacha. Kilav is machlim, means embarrassed, and av, meaning he was embarrassing for his father. Meaning he was embarrassing mipi baishas, meaning he would go back to mipi baishas. Every kasha mipi baishas had, he would go back and answer and have his own kashas. V'olav amishloim, and this is what Shlomo HaMelech was referring to when he said, b'chachmasai, b'ni imchacham libech, yismach libi amoni. If my son is wise, I'm also happy. Meaning, because Kilav was very wise, he defended David HaMelech, David HaMelech was very happy. My son is wise, and therefore I am happy, I can respond to my embarrassment. So the Gemara says that before we quoted a pasuk, the reason why we have to move a little bit is because it's a lot of words on this stuff. So the Gemara says, yeah, it's a biggie. The Gemara says, the David mikari linashi chassid. We said before that David HaMelech called himself a chassid. Loi chassid ani. V'haksiv, but doesn't David HaMelech say, lulei hamanti luris betuv Hashem beretz chayim? I'm longing to believe, to see the good. And the Gemara says, v'tan mishmei de Rav Yossi, we have a tradition from Rav Yossi, lama nokid alulei. That on the word lulei, there are dots on top. Sometimes in Tanakh, you have the words dot, there are dots, like when Esav met Yaakov and there was a kiss, there's dots on top. There's dots on the top of lulei. Meaning lulei means like halavai, like lulei, I'm waiting. So why are there dots? Amr, David said to Hashem, Master of the world, Muftach ani ba'ach sha'atem mashum schar toiv letzadikim lasad lavoi. I believe there's Olam Haba. I believe that for the tzadikim. But lulei, I don't know. I don't know if I'm a tzaddik. So this is the same person who says, I don't know if I'm going to have a share in the world to come. He also calls himself a chassid. The answer is Shema Yigur Mechet. Of course he knew he was a chassid. He said he doesn't know if he's going to have a share in the world to come. He might sin. Shema Yigur Mechet. But at this point, he knows he's a chassid. Kidder Rav Yaakov Bar Idi. Rav Yaakov Bar Idi Ramiksiv. We have this concept of tzaddikim not trusting themselves, even though they know they're chassidim right now. They don't trust themselves that they won't do averis in the future, because you can never trust yourself. This is what Rav Yaakov Bar Idi said. Rami Ksiv, there's a contradiction. It says, "V'hini anoichi imachu shmarticha b'chol asher telech." That Hashem said to Yaakov Avinu that I'm going to be with you wherever you go. Don't have any fear. I'll be with you. Uksiv, but then it says when Yaakov had the showdown with Esav, a year Yaakov ma'od. Yaakov was very afraid. So the answer is, what are you afraid of? Hashem said he's going to be with you. The answer is, Shema Yigur Mechet. Maybe Hashem will be with me when I'm a tzaddik, but who says I'm going to be a tzaddik in a minute from now? You can never trust yourself. So to David HaMelech, he knew he was a chassid. Lulei Amanti, he doesn't know if he's going to be sharing the world to come. Maybe he'll sin before then. Kidetanya, we also find this, what the devastation of sin. Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa. This is in Shiras Hayam. Until the nation passes, until this nation, it refers to the Jewish nation passing twice. Why? Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem Zu B'Rishayna. The Jewish people entered Eretz Yisrael twice. One with Yehoshua, with big fanfare. We split the Yarden. The Yarden split. There's a whole miraculous story in the beginning of Yehoshua. And then we entered Israel the second time with Ezra to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash. And that was very much like going to Israel today, like with passports. There was no fanfare, there was no miracles. So the Gemara says, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem Zu B'Rishayna. That refers to the Jewish people entering the first time. Ad Yavar Amzu Kanis, until they pass Zu B'Yashniya. This refers to the second time the Jews entered Israel, meaning the Pasuk equates the two. Mikan Amru Chachamim Ruyim HaYisrael Le'asas HaMneis B'Mei Ezra. Kedera Shal Nas Lehem B'Mei Yeshua Benun. The Pasuk equates the two, which means that when we entered Eretz Yisrael to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash with Ezra, it should have been with the same level of miracles and the same level of Nisim v'Niflois as it was with Yeshua ben Nun. So why wasn't it? There was no Aron. There was no splitting of the Jordan. There was no burial. Most of the Jewish people didn't even come back. A lot of the Sfardim, not in every way, but a lot of the Sfardim, the reason why they're there for so long is because they went after the first Churban. They never came back after the second Beis HaMikdash. So why was there no fanfare? If the Pasuk equates it to, the answer is Garam HaChet. It was because of our sins. That's what Chet does. So too, Davar HaMelech was afraid of the devastation of sin. Okay. Let's go back to V'chamamachatzos. We said in the Mishnah that there's three times of when's the latest you could say Shema. Rav Elazar says 4 hours into the day, Rav Gamliel says dawn, and then you have the Chacham in the middle. So we spoke it out because when we learned it, we spoke out Rashi. Rashi is quoting this Gemara. The Gemara wants to know, what's the pshat that Rav Elazar says 4 hours into the day, into the night? Because he translates B'shach B'chaz, you have to say Shema while people are going to sleep. And after 4 hours into the night, no one's going to sleep anymore. You're either sleeping or you're not. The Rav Gamliel says all night, because he translates B'shach B'chaz as not as when people are going to sleep, as when people are sleeping. Okay, fine. Then you have the Chacham who say Chatzais. The question is, where are they coming from? Chatzais doesn't make sense, because put B'shach B'chaz into Chatzais. It doesn't make sense. So we already spoke out what the Gemara is going to say. But the Gemara speaks out the back and forth. Chachamim Achatzos. Chachamim Keman Svirlu. Who are the Chachamim like? How are they translating B'shach B'cha? Ik Rav Elazar, if they translate B'shach B'cha like Rav Elazar, they have to say Shema, Kol Zman, that people are going to sleep, then Lemru Kol Rav Elazar, then say like Rav Elazar, say 4 hours. Next page. The Ikar of Gamliel Sviru, and if they hold like Rav Gamliel, that they translate B'shach B'cha as when people are sleeping, Limerick Rav Gamliel, then just say that. So where is their Shita coming from Chatzais? Where is the 6 hours? So the answer is, La'ilim Krav Gamliel Sviru. Really, they hold like Rav Gamliel. That they translate B'shach B'cha as all night. And they really hold that you could say Shema all night. So where is Chatzais? Chatzais is not a biblical time. Chatzais was a fence that they put up. The answer is, La'ilim Krav Gamliel Sviru. And the reason why they said that you have to say Shema until Chatzais es Adam min Avera, it's to prevent someone from sinning. Meaning, they were afraid that if you knew that you have all night, then what's going to happen? The Gemara will speak this out. We'll speak it out. Yeah, I got time. Don't worry, I got time. And then what's going to happen? Okay, eventually you'll fall asleep. So the Gemara says Kedetanya. Chachamim asu siyag ledevrayim. Chacham put up a fence around their words. Kedei shelo yehi adam bamin asa debe'erev. A guy's going to come home at night, right? Ve'oimer and he'll say, Eilech lebesi, I got time, let me go home. Oichol kima, let me eat a little bit. Eshte kima, let me drink a little bit. Let me quick dinner. Ishan kima, I'll take a quick nap. I got time though, I got shema all night long. Don't worry, I got time. Ve'achach echa kriya shema v'spal. And then I'll say shema, and then I'll go to sleep. What's going to happen? Chatoa seishina. He's going to fall asleep. V'nimse yashin kol alayla. And he'll sleep the whole night and he'll forget about Shema. So therefore, what did Chazal say? No, Chatzais. And that already puts up a time. You don't have much time. Avol Adam, therefore, Adam, what do they want? Adam b'min asad be'erev. And if you know what? If it's not time to daven, nichnas lebeis ha'knesses. Go to shul first. Imraga likres kaira, learn a little chumash. Imraga lishna shayna, if you can learn a little mishnayis, learn a mishnayis. V'kaira kriya shema mispalel. And then you'll say shema, and you'll have ma'arif. V'ayichol pita imavarich. And then you'll daven, and then you'll daven, and then you'll eat dinner like a mensch. But that's because the Chazal put up a fence. Then the Chazal added this one line about shema at night. V'cholo oiver al divrei chachamim, chayev misa. If you go against Chazal, death penalty. Now, by the way, what is this death penalty? So this is what people don't realize. Chazal, they have what's called martial law. Chazal have up their sleeve, they have the ability, we'll talk about this in Sanhedrin, in the after Gemara share, in the post Shachar share, that in Sanhedrin there's such a concept that Chazal, if they feel that there's rampant Averis going on, they actually have permission. I'm not saying they ever did it, but they have they actually did do it a couple of times. But they have permission to kill somebody for an Avera that does not warrant the death penalty. Because it says that if you go against Chazal, you get the death penalty. So, well, which Avera did Chazal have that gets the death penalty? The answer is, death penalty means they have the ability to kill somebody. The Gemara says a story in Sanhedrin that there was apparently a Tkufa where morality, sexual morality, was not being upheld. There was a little bit too much inappropriateness. So they had a married couple that lived with each other in public, which obviously is not allowed. It's not the death penalty. It's a married couple, but they lived together in public, and Chazal killed them. They gave them the death penalty because they felt martial law. They have that right whenever it deems fit. I'm sure it was very rare. So their point is, don't be. And by the way, also lashes from Chazal. Anytime there's called makas merdus, Chazal, when the Torah gives lashes, what's the most? 39. You don't go more than 39. Chazal, when they give lashes, their lashes don't work like that. They don't have numbers. They hit you. And after every time they say, do you get your point? And if you say no, they'll hit you again. No? And if you die, you die. Like, Chazal's makis could be a lot more lenient if you get the point quickly. Could be a lot worse. You could die. So Chazal have that ability. So says the Gemara, whenever they said this halacha of putting up a fence around Shema, they would always end up with the line, if you go against Chazal, you're going to die. So the Gemara wants to know, how come Chazal put this line in over here? When they made Hanukkah candles, I've never heard of anyone saying, you have to light the Hanukkah candles. If you don't, you're going to die. All of a sudden, the Chazal put up a fence, and now they have to say this line? Like, why are they so scary over here? What's so pshat over here? Chazal have a lot of rules, and they never say this, like, scary line, except for over here. So why are they saying it over here? So the answer is two answers. First of all, Chazal are going up against an enemy, and that is sleep. They know that there's two ways to... This is me and my father. We have I've come more to my father's side over time, but there's two ways to get to people, right? You can get with a stick or a carrot, right? There's getting someone with love and then getting someone to be tough. We can be tough. Sometimes the parents got to be a little tough, you know? Chazal knew that they're dealing with sleep, and you want to go to sleep, and it's at night, and they want you to say Shema in the proper time. And they know that sometimes what works is fear. So they're going up with toughness, Chayiv Misa. They don't have to do that by Hanukkah, because nobody has a problem lighting Hanukkah candles. But they know that you're coming home, and you'd rather go to sleep, and now you like have to schlep to shul, because Chazal made their rule that it has to be by Chatzais. They have to put their foot down and say Chayiv Misa in order to scare you, because they're going up against the monster of sleep. Or another answer, there was an opinion amongst the Gemara, it's a big machloikas, whether Ma'ariv is an option or not. But as I mentioned once, during Mishmar, when we say that Ma'ariv is an option, first of all, don't think it means optional that you don't have to. It just means much more lenient. So because there was an opinion that held that Ma'ariv is an option, people already were not so makbid about this whole Kriya Shema, Ma'ariv, nighttime ritual. So Chazal had to say Chayav Misa to say, no, Ma'ariv is an obligation. We're not messing around. It's not Rishos. It's Chayva. It's the same thing as Shachris. There was an opinion that held that it was Rishos, but again, even that opinion, it doesn't mean that it's mamish optional. It just means it's easier to be lenient with Ma'ariv more so than Shachris and Mincha. But Chazal, because there was an opinion that said Rishos, they wanted to disagree with that opinion, and they said Chayav Misa. By the way, just quickly look at the top Taisus. Taisus says, the Gemara said that we were afraid that if you go home and it's the Zman for Kriya Shema, but you say, I got time. You'll eat a little bit, you'll drink a little bit, you go to sleep. Says Taisus, Mikan mashma shemisha shegi Zman Kriya Shema shalayla she'en loy lechel suda she'ikar Kriya Shema v'yispal larvis. This is one of the sources, we'll get to it later on in Shabbos Daf Yud, this is the real source, the Mishnah talks about it, but this is one of the sources that when you have the mitzvah to do, you are not allowed to eat before you do that mitzvah. And we're very familiar with it with Bedikas Chametz, with Hanukkah candles. But this is true with every mitzvah. Once the Zman for that mitzvah begins, you are not allowed to eat a meal until you do that mitzvah. Because you come home, Ma'ariv time starts at 4:30. Let's say Ma'ariv, the earliest time you have Ma'ariv is 4:30. So you can come home 4:30, you're going to have a whole Suda. You can take a quick nap, you'll fall asleep. So every time there's a mitzvah, be it deraisa or derabanan, you're not allowed to have a meal once the Zman starts. Now, the ways to avoid this, the easiest way, some say that if you have a set Ma'ariv, that's itself a reminder, because I always go to the 9 o'clock. If you always go to the 9 o'clock, then that's enough of a reminder, you're not going to fall asleep. Yeah, fine. But the other easier way is a shomer. I mention this a lot, just have a shomer. Shomer is you tell your friend, listen, I want to eat a meal, I'm afraid I'm going to forget Ma'ariv, just remind me. Or nowadays, a phone, alarm clock is another easy way. Okay, next sugya. Okay, just quickly before we start, the reason why we daven Shema and then Shmona Esrei by Shacharis, right? Shacharis is Shema and then Shmona Esrei. One of the reasons is to be Soimich Geula L'Tvila, which is that we want to say Gol Yisrael right away going into Shmona Esrei. Gol Yisrael is connected to Shema. So therefore we say Shema, Gol Yisrael, right away into Shmona Esrei. The reason is because the Jewish people were redeemed. We had the Geula of Mitzrayim during the morning. So therefore, in the morning, we want to say, Gal Yisrael, we want to mention that Hashem took us out of Egypt, and that's the best way to go straight into Shemoneh Esrei, no talking. Even by Gal Yisrael, you're not allowed to answer Amin to Gal Yisrael. That's why what you're supposed to do is either end with the Chazin, or start a second before, or you have the minig of Rishon HaZalman, which is you say Gal, and then you just go quiet. They don't actually say Yisrael, you just go quiet, so you don't hear the end of the bracha. But that's by Shacharis. So there's a machloikas in the Gemara right now. Is there an obligation to be Saimech Gula L'Tfila by Meiriv? Meiriv, you also say Gal Yisrael. You say all this stuff. You say Hashkivenu and you say Kaddish and all these things. The question is there an obligation to be Saimech Gula L'Tfila by Meiriv as well? What's the reason not to? The reason not to, meaning not to require it. The reason not to require it is the fact that we didn't really leave Egypt at night. So maybe the real wasn't a gula at night. If there wasn't really a gula at night, so then it doesn't really, it's not really necessary to say Gal Yisrael right into Shemoneh Esrei. I could, you know, add stuff. I could add a Kaddish. I could add Baruch Hashem Lo'olam, Baruch, Yeruinenu, all these things. So we'll have to see. It's a machlekes Tanaim. Gemara says like this. Amar, Kari Kriya Shema Mispalo. We said before that the order of Meiriv is Shema and then Shemoneh Esrei. Obviously, that's what we do. Anyone who's been to Meiriv knows it's Shema and then Shmoneh Esrei. It's the same model after Shacharis. Shacharis is Shema Shmoneh Esrei, Meiriv Shema Shmoneh Esrei. The Gemara says this is actually a machlokas. Misayei leilu Rav Yochanan. That was the opinion of Rav Yochanan. Dam Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan said, Ezo ben Olam Haba. Who is a Olam, someone who's going to go to Olam Haba? Zehasaymech gula l'tfila shel arvis. That's if you're saymech gula l'tfila at night. Now, by the way, just to look at Rashi for 1 second. Zeh ha-soymech. The chol shekin de shachris, and especially by shachris. Why? Iker gulas mitzrayim b'shachris. K'dechsev memachris ha-pesach yosem b'nei Yisrael. Usmichas gula tefila. What's the source that you're supposed to say Gal Yisrael right into Shemoneh Esrei? It's Ramza David b'sefer Tehillim. It's the sources from David HaMelech. David HaMelech said in Tehillim Yutes, Hashem tzuri v'gayali, Hashem's my redeemer, so we mentioned the redemption. And then, the next one is Samech Le'yan Hashem B'yayim Tzar, Hashem answer my tefillahs. So Gal Yisrael, is David HaMelech is teaching you, the best way to get your tefillahs answered is Gal Yisrael, Shemoneh Esrei. Which, by the way, he points out, V'amirim Barachas Yushalmi, Rashi quotes Yushalmi, that Misha Ein Esem Agulu Tefillah, L'mahu Daima. Why is it such a big deal? So he says, you want to know why? It's Daima L'oyevoy Shal Melech, Shebav V'dafak Al Pischa Shal Melech, Yatsa Melech U'matza Shehiflig, Afu Hiflig. You know what Gal Yisrael is? For some reason, when you say Gal Yisrael, it's knocking on Hashem's door. So you know what Hashem does? He comes to the door. So talk to him. If you're Gal Yisrael and then you start Shemoneh Esrei, it's like you knock on the door, Hashem opens the door, you talk to him, very respectful. But if you're Saimech Gula and you don't do tefillah, so you say Gal Yisrael and then you start talking, whatever, you get distracted, so you knock on the door, Hashem comes out and he took off. It's very disrespectful to do that. That's the Indian of Saimech Gula Tefillah. So the Gemara says, go back over here, Omer Makar Grishma Smal, Mr. Rav Yochanan, Dom Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says, Eza ben Olam Haba, Saimech Gula Tefillah. You know who's going to go to Olam Haba? That's if you're Saimech Gula Tefillah Shal Arvis, even by Meiriv, where we weren't really Nigalu Lagamri, Hashem still, it's still knocking on Hashem's door, and therefore you have to do Shema and then Shemoneh Esrei by Meiriv as well. And that's obviously what we do. Yeshua ben Levi Omer, Tefillahs Be'emtza Tiknum. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi actually feels that this is the model of the day. Shema Shmoneh Esrei, Shmoneh Esrei Shema. So according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, Meiriv looked very different than our Meirivs. According to him, what you would do is you go to Shul, they would just start Shmoneh Esrei right away, like by Mincha. Then after Shmoneh Esrei, you would say all the brachas of Kriya Shema with Shema, and the last part of davening would be Gal Yisrael and Hashkivenu, and then you'd leave. So you would not be Saimech Gula Tefillah. So according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, it's Shema Shmoneh Esrei, Shmoneh Esrei Shema. Obviously not like what we do. And the reason is because he feels that there's no inyan to be Saimech Gula Tefillah. So you could end your davening with Gal Yisrael, and you don't have to actually lead it into anything because we weren't redeemed by Mitzrayim at night. Therefore, when you say Gal Yisrael, it's not knocking on Hashem's door because it doesn't mean as much to him at night. But Maika Miflagi, what's the Machlokes based on? Iba Yisei Mekra, Iba Yisei Mesvara. The Machlokes is both based on a Pasuk and a Svara. Meaning, it's both psukim based and logic based. Let's go through each one. Iba Yisei Mesvara, let's go with logic. Rav Yochanan Savar Gula Miurta Nami Hava El Guma Laisa Lehava Eretz Afra. Rav Yochanan feels that we were redeemed at night. It just wasn't the real redemption. What happened that night? We know the song. Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't know, Paro's in pajamas, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, we're leaving. So the process began. Now, we didn't leave until the morning, but the process of redemption began. So Rav Yochanan says, if the process began, so it should be no different than Shacharis. Shema Gol Yisrael Shmoneser. Rav Yishuv Halevi Savar, Kivan Delei Havel Mitzafer Lehava Gula Malaiser. Rav Yishuv Halevi says, no, we weren't redeemed that night. So if we're not redeemed, there's no Indian Bechlal. Okay, the Ibisei Mikra, and another, or they're arguing on Psukim. Shnei Mikra Echadarja, both based on the same Pasuk. B'shach Becha Uvukamecha. B'shach Becha Uvukamecha means that the Shema in the morning and the Shema at night have to be the same. They have to be modeled after each other. So therefore, I'll speak out each one, and then we'll read it inside. Shema, Shacharis and Ma'ariv are supposed to be modeled after each other. B'shach Becha Uvukamecha. So what we do is modeled after each other. Shema Shmoneh Esrei, Shema Shmoneh Esrei. He, Rabbi Shmuel Levi, feels that it's supposed to be modeled after each other. So how is it modeled after each other? The answer is, when do you say Shema in the morning? Right after you wake up, right near your bed. Bed, Shema. So too, when you go to sleep at night, it's bed near Shema. So therefore, it's Shmoneh Esrei, then Shema, then bed. Meaning, they both agree that Shacharis and Ma'ariv, the Shema is supposed to be modeled after each other. One says it should be, therefore, Shema, Shmoneh Esrei, Shema, Shmoneh Esrei. Rabbi Shmuel Levi says, no. It's supposed to be modeled after each other, meaning that Shema should be the nearest to your bed. So by the morning, that'll be bed, Shema, Shmoneh Esrei. By Ma'ariv, that'll be Shmoneh Esrei, Shema, bed. Therefore, they're both agreeing that it should be modeled after each other, just different ways how to go about that. They're both based on the following pasuk. B'shach b'cha uv'kumecha. Rav Yechonon Tzavah, Rav Yechonon feels, makesh chiva l'kima. That Ma'ariv has to be modeled after Shacharis, meaning the Shema of night has to be modeled after the Shema during the day. Ma'kima kriya Shema v'achar kach tefila, shchiva nami kriya Shema v'achar kach tefila. Yochanan just says, it's got to be the same. So, Shema Shmoneh Esrei, Shema Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, easy. Ma'ariv and Shacharis are both the same. It's doubling. Rav Yishuv and Levi Savar, he disagrees. No, he says, they're supposed to be the same, but different. Ma'kish shchiva l'kima. Ma'kima, just like in Shacharis. Just like in Shacharis, if you order, it's your bed, you get out of bed, say Shema, before Shmoneh Esrei. So Shema is right next to the bed. So too at night, Shema is right next to your bed. That means it's after Shmoneh Esrei. Okay. Now here's like this. We said before that according to Rav Yochanan, you have to be Saimich Gula L'Tfila at night. Now, again, Samech Gula Tefila means that when you say Gol Yisrael, you go into Shmoneh Esrei right away. Now, by Shacharis, we do it. There's nothing in between. You're not allowed to pause. You're not allowed to answer Amen, nothing. Now, at night, if you look at the davening, it's not right away. There's Hashkivenu. So why isn't Hashkivenu like a massive hefsek, right? Isn't Hashkivenu like a break? So the Gemara says, Masiv Mar Berei Deravina. Barbara Dervina says, I have a question. Be'erev, at night, Mavar Shaim Lefanel, B'Shaim Lechreha. There's two brachas after Shema at night. One is Gal Yisrael, immediately followed by Hashkivenu. Vi Amrit Boy Lismoich, Haloika Samach Gula Tfila, Taboy Lememir Hashkivenu. I don't understand. Your whole thing is you want to be Samach Gula Tfila, which is Gal Yisrael, right away into Shema Nase. How is Hashkivenu not a break? It's a hefsik. So he says, it must be, you don't have to be Samech Gula Tefila. Not like you. And you're all into the Gal Yisrael, it's model like Shacharis, Gal Yisrael, Shmoneh Esrei. What about Hashkivenu? So the answer is, Omri, Kivan de Takinu Rabbanon, Hashkivenu Kigula Arich de Damya. Hashkivenu is not a break because it's considered an extension of Gal Yisrael. It's part of the redemption. Gal Yisrael, Hashkivenu is just, it's part of it. It's not a break. Now, by the way, why is Hashkivenu part of it? How is Hashkivenu? I've learned this Gemara many times. And I don't understand. How is Hashkivenu part of Gol Yisrael? What Shaychus? So Rabbeinu Yoina in the back of the Gemara brings down an interesting vert. Why is that we say Hashkivenu? If you look at the Brach, Hashkivenu Avinu says, we're asking for Hashem for protection from, because it's super early in the morning. I've forgotten everything. Hold on. The Brach of Hashkivenu is, Hamid Malkul Chaim Taim Shalom, Freisle Dusukha Shalomecha, protect us. Protect us from Oyev, Dever, Cherev, Rov, Yogain, Hasa. How is this Gal Yisrael? Where was Shechas have Gal Yisrael? This is Rabbeinu Yonah. You know what this tefillah was actually said originally? When the Jewish people were in Mitzrayim, and the firstborns were dying, they were freaking out, because this was right after Choshech, when Jews died. So the Jewish people thought that their firstborns were also going to die. So they all started screaming out this tefillah to protect us from Oyev, Dever, Cherev, Rav. So because, says Rabbeinu Yonah, and that's why we say it every night. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, because the first time it was ever said, it was during the Gulas Mitzrayim, it's Kegul Arich Nedami, it's part of Gal Yisrael. That's what he says, Kivin, the Rabbeinu Rabban Ashkivin, Gul Arich Nedami. And he says, Rabbeinu Yonah, look at why it was modeled. It was modeled after the first Gula. So of course it's part of Gal Yisrael. Okay. And the Gemara says, you have to accept this concept that adding Tfilus as an extension is allowed, and it's not considered a hefzik. Dilote mahachi shachris hechi matzi samach. Everyone agrees by shachris, you got to go straight into Gal Yisrael into Shemona Esrei. By the way, isn't there one line that's added? Hashem sefasai tiftach ufi agiti lasecha. That's not part of Shemona Esrei. Why is that allowed? But he says shachris hechi matzi samach. Ha'amar Rav Yochanan din Rav Yochanan say betchila omer Hashem sefasai tiftach ulabsof at the end omer yul ratzon rafi. So the answer is, so what? Hashem sefasai tiftach is also a hefzik. What's the answer? Kiva de tekinu rabban lemeimer hashkivenu kiva rabban lemeimer Hashem sefasai tiftach ketvil arich nedamya. That's part of Shemona Esrei. Why? Part of Shemona Esrei is that when you're talking to the king, you ask the king that your mouth should flow. That's part of davening Shemona Esrei. It's not a break. It's an extension. So to hashkivenu is this extension. Hachinami kiva tekinu rabban hashkivenu kiva arich nedamya. So we have 9 minutes. The rest of the Gemara won't take us so long. I'll tell you a couple of things. The Gemara addressed Hashkivenu. It never addressed two things. Kaddish and Yeroinenu. So Taisus says, very good, so Taisus quotes Yeroinenu, that Yeroinenu is also part of the Gula. Why? Because they would add it for, like I said, I mentioned 2 days ago, that Yeroinenu was added so that if people came late to Shul, it was one of two things, by the way. It was either a way to stall the other people in the Shul, or if you were really behind, you would just say Yeroinenu and not Shemona Esrei. Yeroinenu has Hashem's name 18 times, connected 18 of the brachas. The point is, it's like it's its own Shemona Esrei. Okay. But that's why, because of this, many Rabbanim took it out. And for the record, Chabad takes it out, Sfaradim take it out, Gra takes it out. Also interesting is the Gemara says Hashem Sefasei Tiftach. No, okay, so 1 second. So what about Kaddish? This is an interesting shita from Ramosha. Ramosha holds, nobody talks about Kaddish. So some Rabbanim actually say that the fact that you say Kaddish, it shows you could be Masik. Like, it's not a big deal. That's kind of what Taisus holds. You could be Masik, it's not a big deal. And that's why, Lahalacha, there are many Rabbanim who hold that when it's, let's say, Alanisim, that the Gabbai can clap after Kaddish and say, Alanisim. Why isn't that a Hefzik? That's Ma'arif. There are some posting that hold the way. But I'll just say this, and it's negei lahalach if you ever chazen for Ma'ariv. This is Ramosha Shita. Ramosha holds that Kaddish is part of Shemona Esrei. Kaddish is an extension of Shemona Esrei, and lahalacha, the reason why it's relevant, he says the same thing for Mincha and for Musaf on Shabbos. He says that the chazen should take three, he himself, he doesn't say this, but he himself, when he was chazen, he would take 3 steps back before Kaddish. That's what I do personally. Because I started doing it years ago, so I just always do it. Kaddish is part of Shemona Esrei, so therefore the Chazan should take 3 steps back and 3 steps forward before Kaddish, because Kaddish is already part of Shemona Esrei.
3 steps forward before Kaddish?
Yeah, I mean, you take 3 steps back, 3 steps forward, say Kaddish, and then just start Shemona Esrei. For the Chazan, because Kaddish is part of Shemona Esrei. That's where Moshe Shita. It's brought down in Ribbeinu Ephraim. Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt says that he would watch Moshe, and that was what Moshe would do. All right, let's just finish up. The Gemara says like this. Am Rav Elazar, Am Rav Avina. If you say Ashrei 3 times, by the way, it doesn't mean just saying it 3 times, it means understanding, thinking about it 3 times. What's the reason? What's so Indian of Ashrei? So you say, oh, it goes by Aleph base. So the Gemara says, okay, then name Ashrei to me Derech Da'asi B'tamna. That'll be tough. Say Kuf Yutes. Say Kuf Yates 3 times a day. Kuf Yates has got a lot of Aleph Beis. It's got 8 times. So if you're saying Ashrei is so chashiv because it goes by Aleph Beis, then say Kuf Yates 3 times. The Gemara says, no. Paseach HaSidecha. It says Paseach HaSidecha, which is about Hashem giving Parnasa. That's why it's so great, which Kuf Yates doesn't. The Gemara says, then name a Halal HaGadol. Then you should say that You should say that kapitel, which has noisin lechem chobasar. The answer is. No, it's the same. I'm just saying, it's just like, yeah, why one or the other? This beitaret, the answer is it has both. Ashrei has aleph base, and it has poseach yedecha. The Gemara says a famous line, Om Rav Yechon, Rav Nalei, Nemar Nun ba'ashrei. How come there's no Nun in Ashrei? It's, whatever, whoever's listening to this, it's Mem and then Samach. I forgot what Mem is, I'm way too tired. Well, and there you go, and then Samech Hashem L'chol Neiflun. It skips Nun. You have to not be embarrassed, right? The Gemara taught us before. You got to say you don't know. So the Gemara says, you know, Mem and then Samach. It's the same Hashem Chol Neiflim. So why is it skip Nun? So the Gemara says the famous answer, Mneshiyesh b'maflos and Shalsayne Yisrael. It has the falling down of the enemies of the Jews. By the way, anytime it says Sayne Yisrael, it means Yisrael. The Gemara doesn't like to talk negative about the Jewish people. It says it references the downfall of the Jewish people. Nefila. That the Jews can fall. It doesn't want to talk about Jews falling. I know what you're asking. It doesn't want to talk about the Jews falling. So we skip it. We don't want to mention falling at all. So the Gemara says, "Dechsev nafal isayisiv kum besilas Yisrael." You'll fall and you won't get up. So we don't want to talk about nun because nun means falling. B'marav v'metaritzi lehachi nafla. By the way, first of all, they take that pasuk in Eretz Yisrael and they teach in a nice way. Nafla, you'll get up. V'loisayisiv linpol, you won't fall again. Oy kum besilasiv, you'll get up. Meaning, it says you'll fall and you won't get up. It means you'll fall. And then you won't fall anymore, and you'll only get up. Okay. Even though David HaMelech left out Nun, he alluded to it with Ruach HaKodesh. Now, just very bekitzer, there's Marsha, and this is a nice little chassidus. Marsha says, it's Marsha, it's a chassidus shavar. The Marsha says Akasha, which is the obvious Kasha. We don't mention Nun because it has falling. Every letter in the Torah has negative words that are connected to it. Mem has Misa. You know, Yud has Yiyush. So what's the pshat? So Masha says, I think this is what Masha means. The Torah does. It's not that we're afraid of the letter Nun. It's that David Melch's teaching you how do you deal with a Jew falling in spirituality. The way to deal with a nefila, you do an aver. The way, forget it. Don't talk about it. Don't reference it. Move on. I mean, David Melch is saying, I don't even want to talk about it. Not because I'm so afraid of the word nefils, because that's how you deal with a Jew. You made a mistake in Michal Shabbos. Get up. Don't talk about it. Don't. I'm so sorry. Move on. It's ke'ilu, it didn't happen. That's what he says. David HaMelech didn't even reference it because that's how you have to look at nefilos in life. It's ke'ilu, it didn't happen. It's not there. It's Sayyim Hashem Chonor. I don't even want to talk about it. Even to say, I'm sorry, don't talk about it. Move on. Anyway, let's go back to it. Let's finish up. Amar Rabbi Elazar Baravina. Gadol Mashanemer b'Michal, Yoisin Mashanemer b'Gavriel. When it describes Michal and Gavriel, the angels, Michal is more easily able to come to the world, to earth, then Gavriel. The ilu b'michal, regarding Michal Iksiv, v'yoef Eli Echam in Aserafim, one of the angels flew to me. One jump. Michal got here. V'ilu gabi Gavriel, by Gavriel it says, Ish Gavriel asher isi b'chazon, b'tchila moach b'yoef. He jumped twice. It takes Gavriel two trips to get to earth. But Michal once. Now by the way, Michal is one of the angels. How do you know that's Michal? My mashad ha'echam Michalu. How do you know that's Michal? I'm Rav Yochan, I say echad echad. Gzeir Shav, it says the word Echad, one of the angels, Ksiv Hacha Echad, B'yofal Echam in Esrafim, Ksiv Hasam, and it says over there, V'hini Michal Echam in Esar Merishon, in Bala Azraini. One angel, Michal, came to help me. By the reason why, with the Pshat, is very simple. Michal usually comes to help the Jewish people. Michal is the one who comes and to save people. So Hashem sends him right away. Gavriel, although he does come to help, but it usually means a lot of destruction. He is the angel of destruction to help. So he'll battle, there's going to be damage. So Hashem takes him two trips to come. Because for Din to come to the world, takes two trips. Tana Michal ba'achas, Michal comes in one trip. Gavriel b'shtayim. Elio ba'arba, because unfortunately for the Gula to come, it takes time. U'malcham avis b'shmayna. Before Hashem kills someone, he sends the malcham avis, takes him eight stops. U'b'shas ha'magefa ba'achas. This is the concept that when there's a famine, when there's rampant death, there's more Din in the world, and the malcham avis will come in one jump.